You've been waiting for what seems like forever. You can't get the theme song out of your head. You have channeled the Force, and now you are ready. It's time for the puzzle. Joining me now is Will Shortz, puzzle editor of The New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Rachel.
You big Star Wars fan?
I am. I was there opening night in 1977, was it?
Wow.
When the first Star Wars came out.
Wow.
That's honestly my all-time favorite movie.
All right. With that, can you remind us of last week's puzzle?
Yes, it came from listener Steve Baggish of Arlington, Massachusetts. I said, name a well-known character of TV, movies, and comics. Two words. Replace the 8th, 9th, and 10th letters with an S, and then rearrange the result to name a well-known actor who played this character on film. First and last names. Who is it? Well, the character was the Green Hornet, and the actor who played him in the 2011 action comedy was Seth Rogen.
So over 120 of you got the correct answer. Our randomly selected winner this week is Shmuel Thaler of Santa Cruz, California. He joins us on the line now. Shmuel, congratulations.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
So did this take you a long time?
You know, sometimes we struggle for hours on the puzzler, but this one got really, really quickly, and I think it was the comic book thing that gave it away, and we're big Seth Rogen fans, too.
And you're referencing a Wii. You have a partner in
my
this
puzzle? My wife. My wife usually gets up at 7:40, hears the puzzle, goes to yoga. I hear it at 9:40, and then we figure it out together later on.
That's very cool. So do you have a question for Will Shortz, Shmuel?
Yes, I do, actually, because my father started doing the New York Times crossword puzzle back when Margaret Farrar was editing, actually.
Yeah.
And, Will, when you took over as the editor, we noticed that the clues and answers often became more whimsical, witty, and fun, and we all loved that.
Thank
but
you.
We were wondering if you faced much resistance when you began making these changes.
Good question, and yes, I did. I was 37 years younger than my predecessor, and of course I had a more modern sensibility, and a lot of people were unhappy.
Wow,
but they eventually came
that.
Around.
I didn't know that you were like...
Oh boy, did I get letters at the
walls.
Start.
Wow. Okay, so Shmuel, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I'm ready. I'm as ready as I'll ever
okay.
be.
Okay, all right. Let's give it a go, Will.
All right, Shmuel and Rachel, I'm in a Christmassy mood today. Every answer is the name of a Christmas carol or song, mostly carols. Answer the questions. The title of what Christmas carol or song sounds like a member of King Arthur's Round Table who won't speak?
Oh, man. What?
Oh, my gosh.
Can you repeat the clue?
Yeah. The title of what Christmas carol or song sounds like a member of King Arthur's Round Table who won't speak.
Okay, so a mute.
Wow.
What's any member of King Arthur's Round Table?
A knight.
A knight?
Uh-huh. And
a
who won't speak?
Knight. Silent Knight.
Silent Knight. There
Yay!
You go.
Yay! Okay.
Number two. Title of what Christmas carol or song has three words that rhyme respectively with whittle summer toy?
Little drummer boy.
Yes.
That's it. Good. What title is an anagram of Beverly Sills? Without the Y. Beverly Sills, without the Y. It's two words, 6-5.
Oh,
what is
starts
it?
With a, starts with a color. Six-letter
Blue.
Color. No, six-letter color.
Six-letter color, right. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of stuck
I need another hint, but don't tell us the answer, Will. Just give me another
okay,
hint.
Okay, the color starts with S.
Silver bells.
Silver bells is it. Which one sounds like a phrase meaning wallop former TV host Arsenio and his family?
Deck the Halls.
Deck the Halls, is
nice.
It?
Nice.
All right, here's your last one. Joy to the World is a Christmas carol that contains a newspaper name, The World. Can you think of a Christmas carol that contains another newspaper name, one starting with H?
Herald's...
Herald, is
Heart
it?
The Herald Angels.
Good job!
There you go.
Heart the Herald Angels Sing! Shmuel... That was really, really well done.
Well, thank you. I was a little
worried. I'm impressed.
For playing the puzzle today, you get a weekend edition of the Pell Pin and all kinds of cool puzzle books and games. You can read about it at npr.org/puzzle. And before we let you go, where do you hear us, Shmuel?
We hear you where we are members at KAZU-FM in Seaside, California.
Shmuel Thaler of Santa Cruz, California. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle, Shmuel.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Will, what's up for next week?
Yes, the challenge comes from listener David Auckland of Tarrytown, New York. Think of four common six-letter words that all end in the same five letters in the same order. And the first letters of these four words are consecutive consonants in the alphabet, like B, C, D, F. There are no other common six-letter words that end with these five letters. What are the words? So again, four common six-letter words that end in the same five letters in the same order, and the first letters of these four words are consecutive consonants in the alphabet. No other common six-letter words end in these five letters. What are the words?
Okay, when you've got the answer, go to npr.org/puzzle. Find that Submit Your Answer link and click on it. Just one entry per person, please. And our deadline for those entries is early this week because of the holiday. It is Wednesday, December 23rd at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Again, Wednesday, December 23rd at 3 p.m. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, then we'll give you a call. And then you will get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times. And he is Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas, Rachel.